What was school like? I mean, did you, like, graduate, or?
Yeah. Well, I got to fourth grade, but I couldn't do division. I couldn't do arithmetic. That was the hardest stuff in the world. I couldn't figure out two and two. What was that? What was it? I couldn't divide nothing and nothing. I failed fourth grade. I hadn't been doing it in another year. Fourth grade, so I couldn't do arithmetic.
Me.
Yeah. But from that on, I went all the way through 2 years at Georgia Tech. I went 2 years at night. But I got that on the GI Bill. I had to come out of Marine Corps.
See,
I did graduate from high school, and I did go 2 years. I studied mechanical engineering, but I was a poor boy. I said, I don't never have no use for this. I ain't no need to go no more.
What high school did you go to?
West Fulton.
Yeah. And you went 2 years at Georgia Tech?
Yeah, night school.
Night school?
Yeah.
So did you, like, work during the day?
Yeah, I worked a job during the day and went over at night, evening school, you know, like 6 o'clock at night. 6 to 9, I believe, what them places were. We had like a English class and a history class and mechanical drawing and all that stuff. You had like 2 or 3 classes a night, and then maybe you skipped a night, and then tomorrow, like another night, you got into 2 or 3 more classes. It was phobia. You had to go 5 years that way to get the credit for it. But see, I couldn't go but for 2 years because I wasn't in the Marine Corps long enough to get but 2 years credit service. The GI Bill sent you to college when you come out of service. But see, you had to have so many years to get so many years college, so I had enough for 2 years. So when that played out, I didn't go back no more. So I used to couldn't even spell engineering, now I is one.
Oh, God. Do you remember your first job?
Yeah, the first job I had was I worked in American Can Company for 55 cents an hour. I worked at the school and on Saturday and Sundays back during the war.
Wow.
I started, 16, how old would I have been? What year was 16? I would have been, had 16 on 27.
1943.
Well, that's when I went to work, 1943. I had to get a permit. You had to get a permit to work. It proves you was 16. And I'd go in at 4:30 and work till 9:30.
In the afternoon?
In a machine shop.
Yeah.
For American Can Company.
What'd you do?
I was learning to be a machinist and doing war work. It was more or less production work on a lathe. You know, we're making parts for they said poison gas tanks. Like a plug, it was hole with board in it, it was threaded, and it screwed on poison gas tanks, what they told us. But you had to do like 18 to 20 hours, you know, make that many hours to keep your production up. It was like a production shop, but it went on into a machine shop, you know.
So you were working during the war? And I mean,
well, I worked during the war till, see, when I got 18, I went and signed up for Marine Corps. That's in March. But see, I was going to graduate that year, so they didn't take me right in. They waited until I graduated in June, and then the second week of June, I went to Paris Island. So I graduated, and 2 weeks later, I was gone in the Marine Corps. I went to Paris Island.
How long were you in the Marine Corps?
I was in the Marine Corps like March to 45 to like the last of 46, like about a year and a half. But see, our way I signed up was duration of war and 6 months after Marine Corps reserves. And while we was at Paris Island, you do so much training. Then the last 2 or 3 weeks you're at Paris Island, you go to the rifle range and learn to shoot all different kind of rifles. But when you come back, you generally put all your stuff in a sea bag or your gear on and go somewhere overseas. Well, when we come back from rifle range, we didn't go nowhere. And they let us come home for a week. And that was odd, see. It blowed our mind. How come we're getting a week's furlough? Everybody else went overseas when they got their training done. Well, they had dropped that atomic bomb. But see, they didn't let us. We didn't know nothing about what was happening in the outside world. You're right in the Marine Corps. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what's happening. All you know what your orders are each day. Well, okay, when we come back, I didn't know till a month or so later that they had dropped this bomb. It had annihilated. Because when I was in there, we was scheduled to hit the shores of Japan. And a lot of people don't know, Japan is really an island. And the Marines had took Iwo Jima, they took all other islands, and the last island the Marines were supposed to hit when I went in there was the shores of Japan. And so what happened, when the bomb dropped, it annihilated them. I mean, it put everything out of, so they couldn't load us up on ships and send us over. It was done, there was nowhere to go, there was nothing to fight. So then what they'd done to us, let us come home for a week, got to give them time to set up other things for us to be doing. So when we went back, they formed the 1st Special Marine Brigade. And then we started in training, like maneuvers for war and all that. You take that for now? But anyhow, we went down around Puerto Rico and Cuba and had simulated warfare, you know, like bombs dropping, airplanes overhead, and you could see where I kind of depth charges blowing up off of them destroyers. They'd roll them off at back, and that thing would boom. And of course, we're a mile or two away, but you could see the water flop. But it'd be just like somebody hit the side of that ship we were on with a sledgehammer. Boop! I guess it was compression or something underwater, you know. But we went through all that. And then we stayed out on the ocean a month. Didn't see water, didn't see the land, didn't see nothing for one solid month. We walked one end of that ship in seawater, and walked the other end in seawater. When you get sick of water after a month, just never nothing but water. And we finally wound up in New York for Fleet Week. So that was really a treat, you know. I never would have made it to New York. And they give us a week up there in that harbor of New York where you see all the landing, all the ships and everything. It was, you know, a special week up there in New York for the Fleet Week, you call it, something like that. So they had like aircraft carriers, destroyers, everything you think of. So we got to do a little partying up there in New York. Went to Coney Island. I was a country boy, never rode that one of them, what call them things that goes up and down?
Roller coaster.
That dead blame thing, it was so steep. Man, when I grabbed hold of that rod, I done about cut it in two. It was like you drop you straight on your head, and then you didn't get straight like that. They shoot you straight back up. You got your neck going one way. And when you got down to the bottom, it popped it going the other way. Scared me to death. That was the worst rod I ever rode in my life. In the country, I never had even rode nothing like that. But we had a good time, you know. We wound up down someplace in New York and got off the subway. You know, I never had rode a subway. We got on that thing, and they shut them doors, and that thing went. You better grab something, a strap, a hold to, or you'd be laying in the floor. And I think when it rolled up them doors flew up, and all them Yankees come in there. Man, I ain't none of y'all Yankees, are you? But, you know, this is back in 45, 46, in New York City. And I come out of a little country town, didn't even have enough but a streetcar that made 20 mile an hour, I reckon, the fastest speed. And these subways, you got on them things, man. Everybody had to jump the door top. You know, they're like 10 or 12 cars long. They roll up to the station, the doors pop open, everybody outside wanting to get in, everybody outside, inside wanting to get out. And if you ain't used to that, you get trampled. You know, I'm trying. So, you know, when it took off, I fell over everybody, and everybody was shooting us birds. We were Marines in uniform, and they hated us because I couldn't stand up. You know, two of us, we just couldn't stand them things enough. So we rode that thing a little piece there, you know, and we decided we'd get off at the next stop if we could make it to the door. Well, we got off, and you know how you walk around. You think, where am I at, and who are you? So we'd walk along, and this police come up and said, what are you boys doing down here in this section? We said, sir, we don't know where we're at. But it's that real low, slummy, bad section of New York, along what is, you know, you're liable to get killed any minute, you know. He told us to get y'all tails back on that subway and get out of here. Go somewhere else. Don't stay walking up down these streets. Y'all will wind up dead down here. So we got back on that thing and went somewhere else. And then we finally found went to Coney Island and had fun out there. We picked us up two dolls. Sarah and Sally.
Hmm?
Boy, we was doing fine. And they told us as a... We don't care to Coney Island spend all our money on. We didn't have much money then. Well, you didn't make but about $80 a month. That was a full salary. So anyhow, we took these two dolls and showed them a good time all day long. So they told us as me and him didn't drink. And they told us as we know a little place down below the street we can get us a chocolate milkshake. His name was Weaver, mine was Wiley, so... We said, okay. We walked them down there. We went downstairs. They wasn't nothing but a, you know, just a lounge, just straight drinking. So we can take that. They drank them some, but we didn't. Well, we come back up and decided we'd carry them home. So we got back on the subway and got off where they said to. We walked them about three blocks and they told us that we'd go home and, you know, just party a little bit, wouldn't it? We got down about two or three blocks, and they said, y'all can't go no further. We said, what? So they said something, the reason, you know, we couldn't go all the way home with them. So Sarah and Sally had a good night on us. Me and him didn't even get no sugar. They put us out. That was their game, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they'd take you out and have a good time, and then when you can carry them home, they said, you can't go no further than here now. Well, you don't even get to tell a girl good night. But she don't, she's ready all. She done got all the whiskey and all the parties and had a good time all day. And you just say, well, bye.
Yeah.
That's the life that I live.
Golly.
Now, that's the only thing. That's about the end of it right there. You know, all the rest of the time, I've just worked two jobs all my life and been married. Couldn't do nothing. Couldn't think straight. Had two grandyoungers, both of them's idiots. One of them's in Jackson State. Poor thing, I don't know where she'll ever make the first year or not. She's kind of mentally retarded. You don't go to Jackson State, do you?
No, sir, not at all.
Oh, that's not so.
Yes, sir, I
see
do.
You got all of them on you.
Actually, I do go to Jackson, but but you don't know that, so it's okay. Yeah. No. Okay. The girlfriend that you had when you were in the Marines.
Yeah.
You married her.
Yeah. I never did, you know, these two girls we went out with that night, I was just like, we just met them and just went out. Well, they wasn't like no date or no, it was something to do.
Yeah.
But a girl at Helen I went to school with, we graduated together and we rode to work together. She worked in one part of town, I worked in another part. I never had really dated no girl. See, where I lived was all boys. And my mama said, you know, back in them days, man, if you touched a girl, you was gone. You know, they had people, daddies, mamas, uncles, aunts, everybody key. My mom said, you don't touch little girls. So Helen, that's when we graduated out of high school. She was like 19, 20 years old, and I think I was like, well, I come back to Marine Corps and I was 18, 19, I was about 20. Helen was like about a year and a half older than I was. She knew all the ropes. Well, I went with her 6 months before I ever kissed her.
Oh.
That's how scared I was. I thought if I kissed her, she'd think I was taking advantage of her. The people think, people's morals and respect wasn't that strong. Yes, it was. I went with her for one night. We went to drive-in theater and we started down a dirt road there in a 41 Ford convertible. And I've been going with her 6 months. But well, you didn't go but once a week. You can go out but once a week and you had to be home by 10:30. Her daddy,